Dad was about 20-year-old when he came here.
And they moved direct to Chicago, or?
Yeah. My dad did, and my mother did too, but they came at different times.
Do you still speak any Dutch?
I never did until my dad's brother came here, and I wanted to talk to my uncle. I had to talk Dutch. I'd always listen to Dutch conversations, see. My granddad always talked Dutch to me, trying to get me to talk Dutch, but I always answered him in English.
But you could understand.
I can understand what you're talking about. But, and from all that, I thought I could carry on a good Dutch conversation. And you can do real well just sitting there thinking about it. When you start to spit it out, it doesn't come out of anything like you thought it was going to. Anyway, my dad had a brother over here in 1947, and well, he was here for 3 days, and I thought, well, if I'm going to talk to my uncle, I have to talk Dutch, so I started on him, and he couldn't talk a word of English, of course, or understand it either, and he snapped right around and said, I can understand you in Dutch, of course, and well, then he was my buddy for the rest of the summer, because my brothers, none of them tried it. They could have done as well as I did if they tried it, yes, but. So he went everywhere I went all summer because he could talk to me. I'd talk Dutch to him and I'd have my sentence all upset, you know, but he could put it together the way it's supposed to be and get what he wanted to know, and then he'd talk to me, ask me something else, and I tried my best to put it out. It didn't come out right, I know it didn't, because he had to rearrange everything. But the words I used were all right, only I didn't place them right to make it sound right if it had been written like I spoke it.
I bet you would appreciate something like that. Traveling in this country, you wouldn't find many people that spoke
Dutch. Yeah, I was taking him in Indianapolis with me one day, and oh, we were down the other side of Lafayette, and he wanted to know how far it was, and I told him about 135 miles. And of course, that didn't mean much to him. He had to immediately convert that to kilometers. And then he, why, man, he said, that's as far as clear across Holland. And he wanted to know how long it was going to take us, and I said, no, it was going to take about 3 hours. And he just couldn't get over that. Because when they talk about going somewhere, they talk about an hour, a half hour, or 2 hours, but that's on foot. Mm-hmm. And we can go down the road 50 miles an hour with the truck, and it's a lot different. Mm-hmm.
So still have a lot of relatives then, probably, in Holland?
I do, but I don't know any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have, well, my dad had one brother here. He got killed. It was 1917 or 18.
In the war?
No, he was walking home from work in the wintertime in the hard blowing snow. He walked in front of a train.
I
suppose he had his head covered or something. Bucked in a storm and walked across the railroad in front of a train.
Yeah, my grandfather was killed the same way, as a matter of fact. He worked on the railroad, but he, and as a matter of fact, the trouble was, he knew the schedule so well, he didn't even bother to look, but the train was late.
Well, that's probably the way with him, I don't know.
So, you lived here then since 1914, is it?
Right.
Since you were 7 years old.
We moved here in 1914.
So, obviously, Chicago has changed a fair amount since then.
Well, Seeley Avenue, if you know what it's like, there was one house south of 6326 on the west side of the street.
Seeley Avenue, I don't know where that is.
West Racine. West Racine, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go back to Chicago very often?
Oh, haven't been there since yesterday.